A proposal to raise thruway tolls 45% for large trucks brought out dozens of people to a hearing in Syracuse today. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, some suggested there will be political reprisals if the authority goes ahead with the increases that would bring rates for large trucks in line with what passenger cars pay.
The Thruway Authority says it wants to keep tolls as low as possible. But after cutting $400 million out of operational and capital budgets, it's still in the red. That and the fact that most of the wear and tear on the almost 60-year-old road comes from big trucks that only pay five times the toll rate of passenger cars has prompted the authority to suggest raising rates. But everyone from farmers to grocery store owners to truckers say it will put some of them out of business, force others to lay off employees, and raise prices for consumers on a myriad of items. Carl Byrne, CEO of Byrne Dairy, says it'll cost him an extra $200,000 a year. So he says there's going to be political backlash if this all goes through.
It's going to really rally some of the business community to stick together and put their money behind, making sure that the taxes are more fair and spread appropriately, and not just all at once.
There were a handful of supporters of the hike at the hearing today, most of them boosters of the New York State Canal System, which gets most of its funding from the Thruway Authority. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.